get everybody to shut up and stop talking. And it takes a two-thirds vote, which, you know, if you've got 30 people, and you know, you get 20 votes, that means you've all agreed to shut up, and then you take a vote on the motion.
Right.
And if the previous question doesn't pass, you talk. So the chair can ask for it, or somebody in the group can ask for it. Or if you're getting tired of talking and you feel like everybody's talking too much, you can, when the chair asks for somebody in favor or somebody opposed, you can raise your hand, get up, and move the previous question and send in the speech. Any of these prejudices, I'm a parliamentarian, and I've been one for about 8 years. I have to read this book and half memorize it, which is no fun, and if you don't read most of it, it's just for groups of like, you know, several thousand people who have got to get organized like a political convention, which is kind of what I'm doing. And you guys have never done any of those. In fact, about half of the sheet of papers are going to be really good, but the other half are not. Okay, so you might
do is open up and then get into a few basics. We'll open with a moment of silent meditation followed by a surrender prayer. Surrender prayer.
God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things like unchanged, the courage to change the things that I am, and the wisdom to know the difference. A good bit of material has been copied, so our first job today will be sorting material. Basically, in the first 10 pages here in college, we're not really going after storage yet in college. The big job is up at this point. It's getting the body of prepared material with this together and have maybe some order to it. Anything that we can wear our hands on and write ourselves relates to perceiving our disease or what to do about it, the way we perceive gravity, that we can put in writing. We'll get to some material collection to be fitting in under whatever is appropriate. So we'll have separate stacks of material, teams working on stacks of material. And does it relate to the disease, who is an addict, does it relate to the program, what is an addict, does it relate to personal responsibility, having to get here and so forth, knocking out some of the reservations, keep going with the reservations and balance, square steps, those things might be covered. We stand up to power value in a lot of this. Personal responsibility, you know, set my house in order, set my house in order, making sure I'm being honest about the matter, building trust. Not the kind of self-meditation, the kind of description of all sorts of things related to personal responsibility.
Bo, excuse me, could you repeat that again?
What can I do is a personal responsibility thing more than trying to find an added problem. So you come across an article and expect you to be able to cope, somebody saying, well, I've seen this problem, but what I can do about it is, you might think I belong to the town, but we're all feeling that way at this point.
Yeah, I think what each of us should do, probably, just before we sit down, is just, you know, like skim through the white book that we're already familiar with. And see the points that are coming in that chat. Fitting, what's fitting. Maybe
kind of workshops
sorting. Even just before the sorting, a quick skim. I'm not talking about reading, you know, word for word.
And plus, whether you actually skim through it or not, if you just think of the white booklet that we've all read repeatedly and heard repeatedly, and think in terms of the white booklet, if it's in our outline, then the stuff is sort of covered by red sand underneath while we're here. And if you find material that relates to that, put that in
fact, you almost
that in early. That number three, you can use the white booklet as reference to that.
We can almost do it as a group here right now.
We can do it as a group here right now. Except if you break down the teams, it's harder to have like one person talking and a bunch of people listening. If the teams are two or three persons, then, you know, they can take turns talking and look through a piece of. We want to sort quickly. We're not really concerned. If the teams belong here, might go here. It doesn't matter. We see it on the tape over here, we see it back over here, and wind up where we want to be mentioned. Some material might have something to offer here and here and here. Anyways, anything related to getting together and meeting more atmosphere recovery, how do we actually apply, bridging up in some of the raw material. That sort of thing. The reason I'm not really interested in taking hands like that, I just want to deliver a nice short piece of it and then turn over the rest and take that stuff as well. Again, I think it's really good what Greg said about, you know, you're thinking why those are related and have a conference to double check and you try to get your stuff in this way and say, once the sorting is done, especially when you do the sorting, especially at the end of the workshop, building out each of these 10 items and starting to sort things where you want to talk. Okay, one piece is the first thing that we sort. When we're done with the sorting, hopefully we can get all done together and go into the workshop. But another nice thing that happens is, if you were part of an exhibition and you flew down to Orinoco and dropped out of an airplane by parachute, we got our boats out and started floating down the rivers into the Amazon and looked at the diamonds, you know, you would look very carefully. You know, you really pay the price to be here. And as located and learning to recognize gems in the rough, you know, it doesn't matter if it doesn't look pretty. What's it going to look like when you get it back? And the cutter goes to work on it. Takes off those rough edges. You know, a lot of this raw material is excellent beyond our ability to perceive it necessary. You know, we're talking about raw material, we're talking about stuff that's coming from the heart, and sometimes the positive sense is coming from the head. Come from our experience. Like positive from the head would not be, you know, where you're over intellectualizing, but it's where you learn to do something that works emotional recovery, but you can't feel it yet. You know, somebody explained it to you in a click, and you do it by rote, and then the feeling comes later. So this is all raw material. And we're looking for those gems, we're looking to put the right piece of material here, next to another piece of material where they kind of fit, and they help bring each other into focus. You know, so just kind of have that open-minded, that high-power guide you out. And I want to get Greg up, because he's done a lot of writing, and I think he can talk a lot about this, about working with raw material.
My name is Gregor, man.
Hi, Gregor.
Just really kind of on what Bo was saying about the nature of some of the stuff you're going to be reading. From my experience, a lot of it's going to be
you know, initial reaction is, wait, no, what? You know, we'll be going over a lot of material, and I have a natural tendency, because I'm greedy, to, hey, this is real good, you know, really take a good long look, right? And stop and read it in depth and analyze. I think the most important thing is looking at things first impression, feelings. Because a lot of things we're going to have to step back to the office and say, hey, this section is very, very good. It really fits in with what you're doing. Can you write some more about it? Some of the ideas are going to be in their infancy and are going to take a developmental process. Look for what it's saying, not for how it's being said. The grammatical changes and all that stuff, wording, is something we can take care of as this thing progresses. Grammar. These are things that are going to be coming about, and we can take care of somewhere beyond here. But right now, we're basically taking, you know, we're working the steps on the liturgy part. We are taking an inventory. You know, we're trying to determine what our assets and our liabilities are. What areas we're long on, and what areas we're short on. You know, we're trying to find out what we have and who we are, liturgy-wise. It's just like writing an inventory. And you bring it out and where it gets clarified. You know, for me, it's been a fifth step when I'm sitting down with somebody. You know, we're doing the fourth step part of it right here. Maybe when we're breaking into the other group, that's more like the fifth step part. You know, where we're doing some guidance and seeing, okay, what's really being said? What, you know, what are the feelings? What, you know. So look at them and don't go too deep into it. Because, you know, I get a piece of paper that I can really start sounding good, you know. My tendency is I'll disappear for a half hour. What I'd like to do is just kind of sit back and read it, meditate on it. Hey, you know, look, you know, we don't have time to do that. So, as we're going through, trying to find out what the person is talking about, whether they're talking about the nature of the attic, the nature of the fellowship, the nature of the program, literature, whatever it happens to be, actions, you know. I like what Bo was saying, but I think if we simplify it even further than that, you know, the nature of the attic, the nature of the program, the nature of the recovery process, I mean, the nature of the fellowship, the nature of the program, actions. The tradition, those things that keep our groups together, keep the fellowship on one personal level together. Going back out, coming back in, recovery, we do recover, hope, all kinds of things like that. You know, just for today, keeping it simple, those are all that kind of just for today thing. More will be revealed, future looking. Again, hope a whole lot of, you know, visionary stuff. One of the things that most moved me the most is hearing Jimmy talk about his dream of seeing the Astrodome filled with that someday. Things like that. But, you know, even this simple, and what I'd like to see us do, either individually or here, is just go through a white book. And there's going to be things that aren't here that's going to fall in front of you. Like, real short ones, is who is an addict? Most of us don't have to think twice about this question. We already know, okay, boom. experience, many of us come in knowing we're at it. But many of us don't. Okay, here's a question. A definition of identification. Okay, that might be a sub under who it is. Initial identification as a coming to this program. Our whole life of thinking is centered in trust in one form or another, getting used to finding ways to get more. That's pretty clear cut. That's a good thing that we're going to get right on that. It falls into right under that. How our whole life of thinking is centered in trust in one form or another. Definition, you may have some writing in there on not defining things. There are there are a lot of reasons why the people, when they're sitting down to write this book, didn't get into a long, medical kind of definition, because there's so many different things going, keeping it simple. People in continuing to progress the illness. Continuing to progress the illness and so all of the other students in that. You see how you can take each of these things, almost sense by sense or idea by idea, come up with a lot of stuff in it. Okay. If you sit down on food screen or whatever it is and read the sections first, you'll get some kind of idea of the subject. And, just really simplicity. And this probably is not too bad. Just, like one word thing. Life Person Center, under whose imagination these concepts belong to it. But so do a lot of other concepts. What is our nature? And do not get caught up in the style of writing, in the grammar, in the little things. Remember, we don't have time to snatch and get a little bit, We'll get some of the process, we'll get some deep things, we'll get some good feeling, but being able to take a piece out and meditate on it, we just don't have time. Questions? You got some questions? George, why don't you say a couple words about this? You got it. You said it. You're not working with raw materials.
You can't hear the word it's saying that.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that.
We didn't want to move it because it was set up and it was so far along, it was so important to get that done. Where we go. This house. Outside the house.
Oh, another thing, if there is something that really catches your eye and you really would like to have a copy of the book yet, and meditate on like tonight or something. The way to do it is not to make the one that's the worst equipment, but maybe make a copy of it yourself.
Or if you want one to go on one side and it comes along with another two, it's not an option to go to the second side.
Yeah.
The common words is wrong material. A lot of people are here because they want to be involved, but they haven't had any prior experience to live your words. Maybe you should share some things, whatever.
Okay. Well, I'd like to talk to you a little bit. But we have a lot of raw materials just given to us, by different groups in our area. We're the only big company in our area. And we had to sort a lot of stuff, but our area is basically broken on the steps. But like you said, a lot of stuff seems to come on in two areas, and that's what we're trying to do. But we don't have much time now, 2 hours a night, once a week, And we can spend all that time going through material. We just kind of, just trying to put it, just quickly, sort it through. And later on, as you're going through, you might see that you made a mistake. That's okay, put another pile in. But you know, like Greg said, you know, you didn't really sit down to him and read it, and you waste so much precious time. That's the only thing I can really say as a board. Just trying to, you know, get the basic idea, and I'll just read a couple sentences through, maybe in the beginning, in the middle, here and then, try and figure where it is, put it there real quick, and get on to the next. That's it. And then you let yourself invest in it, and do it, and that's for sure. So that's the only thing I have, you know. And, you know, I'm trying to get a chance to read it one again, but I'm still looking at the best of my time to do it.
So, especially because you're not going to be, you know, moving on from the material, you're going to be moving on deeper into the material at that point. It's sort of just a mechanical process you'll do as a group, and you'll get more familiar with the material, and you'll also know kind of prepping for work in the workshop, you know, which will immediately come next. And also, if you haven't already done so, start keeping a notebook or some kind of little notepad and write down some of the ideas. Because you might think of something, and one of the persons you work with might say something and be really valuable. Because for me, all this literature work has been real long, drawn out, necessary, and involved process of discovering the obvious, discovering the simple things. You know, everybody's too busy. I'm gonna get it. It's not a marathon. You know, we go to meetings, I go to meetings to slow down, you know, take a closer look, listen up a little harder, you know, to hear things that I've been too busy for and I didn't, you know. And those things go in and start changing from the inside. So take it slow, make some notes, you know, write down things that shift. A lot of good things. Thank God we have a tape. I hope it all comes out. Because we're going to try to transcribe the first part of yesterday's meeting. Because a lot of good things got shift. And so anyway, if there's not anything else right now, questions? Is that a hand up or is that...
You know, a lot of people going off of what you're saying a little bit. You may run, just in your skimming, you may run across a word or a phrase that just sparks something. You know, bang! And you're off and right. You know, you can just, you know, you can move to another table and write for 6 hours. You know. Try and remember that and do it later. Right? A lot of times when someone sparks me, I'll just write down a thing and say, you know, and maybe my next, what I will go on, just take like a minute or 2 minutes to put an idea of that myself, because this may be very valuable. It's kind of like in a meeting. Oftentimes it's not what a person says, it's important. It's what the effect they said on me that starts me off on a thought process of my own, right? You know, a lot of times I'm sitting in meetings, I'll just kind of catch, you know, something somebody said, and I'm thinking about what they're saying, and it turns into something else entirely. That's very valuable too. And that's the sort of thing that will be filling in some of the gaps that you get from the final.
Another thing, I want to take a second, you know, because it might be well taken right now, is in a lot of literature work, we don't forget our people, we don't forget the fact that we're recovering addicts, and always we try to strengthen the weakest link. And if any of us get too serious or too uptight or something like that, we try to take time and be considerate, because at any point you or I can get too serious, the doctor says we'll be calling, the better says off to do. We're here to learn to love one another and find a new way of life. And you know, so the group as a whole will do whatever it can to strengthen that weakest link. You know, whoever happens to be occupying that position, right? And yeah, I figure if I'll pitch in now, it ain't my day. You know, when my day comes, maybe y'all pitch in and help me.
Oh, another thing I was thinking, I don't know if I'm going to do this, but I'm asking. Okay, as we're reading through something, what do we think about the idea? if something strikes you, it just makes you know right on top.
Margin notes. You know, just let the Spirit lead. Don't get too serious. The only mistake we can make is to think we're doing this and getting God's doing this. God got us here for a reason. God will guide us. And this relaxed, open-handed attitude carries a lot further than some kind of real uptight attitude. You know, blue lighting, people quick. Yes. You got something, Doug?
Something that was under the people in the year that had that all the listening was there. But sometimes we talk about that we say God first, God will do what he
does. Yeah, so make sure that he is. Yeah, so that he is.
Okay. Something that all the listening does, as a story of meeting, and sometimes a couple of times, and it's a lot of times where he goes wrong.
To carry the message to the addict who still suffers. number six. And any group ought never endorse, finance, or lend any name to any related factories or outside enterprises, lest property problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, defining outside contributions. Eight, Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Ten, NA has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always remain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you very much. Why don't I take a tip from Greg and bring some of this material up so that maybe we can start working with it and really come in very well and follow the movement.
I'm going to speak to you.